I grew up down in southwestern Wisconsin, down along the Mississippi River. My family really were kind of woods and water people with a lot of hunting and fishing and just outdoor recreation. And when I came up here a few times on family trips, I just fell in love with it and decided that I wanted to go to college up here. And I came up to Ely in the 1980s and met my husband up here, and we've been up here in the area for about 35 years. We're both transplants to the area. There's just this connection with the woods and water, but then once I got up here and got to know the people here in Ely, it's really been the people that have made it feel like home.
Eva Sebesta is the executive director of the Ely, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. Eva was a wealth of information regarding the products that are created right in Ely and the many opportunities for recreation that are right out the back door. I know there are a lot of lakes and woods towns in northern Minnesota. What do you think it is? What do you think makes Ely such a unique kind of woods and water town?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think we've got a really great mix. You know, we've got the folks that have been here for generations that have really helped to create the culture and heritage that we have here. But we also have folks that are newer to the community. And it seems like everyone works really well together to benefit the area. I think everyone has continued to be here or comes here because of the love of the setting. But much like myself, once they get into the community, there's such a strong sense of community pride that it keeps people here. And it's amazing what we have up here. You know, for a town of about 3,400 people, just the attractions we have, the Wolf Center, the Bear Center, Dorothy Multer Museum, the Ely Winton History Museum, the Minnesota Canoe Museum. And for a town our size, we just have an amazing amount of our culture and heritage that are visible and that folks coming from other areas can experience.
I know there are a lot of Ely made products, from clothing to crapola. Could you talk a little bit about those products?
When folks first come to Ely, Steger, Mukluks, and Wintergreen Northern Wear are some of the first ones that folks will notice. But we have a whole community of just really rich and diverse entrepreneurs as far as just the quality of products. You mentioned crapola. We also have the artists like Jim Brandenburg and the Brandenburg Gallery, but our local grocery stores also produce a lot of really high quality smoked meat products. We have a microbrewery here in town, and then a lot of our local gift stores also carry products that are made by smaller entrepreneurs. Like we have the Gray Duck Bag Company, and there's local merchants that carry their products. Also some of the local artisans that make jewelry and different types of products like that. So all of those unique mom and pop stores really have a lot of different products and merchandise that make it a unique shopping experience.
Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned the Mukluks. When I drove to Ely's and I went back and I said, oh my gosh, everybody's wearing Mukluks.
Right. And you know, I'm on my second pair of Mukluks. My first pair of Mukluks lasted me for about 18 years. And it was kind of like, you know, having to part with your favorite pet, you know, because they really just grow on you and you love them. But, you know, I have wintergreen products too that I wear. And oh my gosh, if you're looking to stay warm in the outdoors, you can't beat them.
I've been curious. I mean, Mukluks, are they that much warmer than other boots or not? But it sounds like they last for a long time.
They've got the moose hide. There's different types, but there's moose hide and canvas are probably the most common ones that I see folks wearing. But they're a breathable product. You know, when you think about pack boots, they tend to be rubberized. and that tends to keep the sweat in. And the mukluks, because they're breathable, allow that moisture to move out and away from your feet. So you can be outside for hours wearing them. And like I'm involved with the Wolf Trek Classic Sled Dog Race, and I wear my mukluks all day long, and they just keep my feet really dry and warm.
Are you a sled dog racer?
Did a little bit, just amateur, helping friends with mushing type of thing. I've probably been thrown off the back end of a sled more than I've been able to stay on. But I love just the whole sport of sled dog racing, and it's such a part of our culture up here. And so I'm involved with that race, and we're just always so excited. We used to have the Ely All-American Sled Dog Race, which was one of the largest sled dog races in the lower 48, and that was run here in Ely for several decades. And then that kind of faded away, and there was a group that really wanted to get that sled dog racing back up into Ely. And so this is going to be the 11th running of the Wolf Trek Classic. And we have such a great group of not only the experienced mushers, but this is a race that a lot of the young mushers like to cut their teeth on, as well as handlers that have worked with mushers throughout the season. This is kind of their reward for all their hard work. So this is a race that a lot of those handlers participate in, too.
Wow. So do you sometimes see people out practicing with their dogs?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And we have several businesses in Ely that specialize in sled dog trips. So you can go out for the day. Some of them will do overnight. And for folks that have never done it before, a lot of these places have the clothing in place. So all you got to do is show up. They will make sure you have the clothing head to toe and take you out on the trail. And if it's a few hours or a whole entire day, but I tell you, there is nothing cooler than riding the rails of a sled.
That is Eva Sebesta. She is the executive director of the Ely Chamber of Commerce. Ely is our feature community in this segment of Let's Visit, and Eva is telling me all about all the great things going on in Ely. Sled dog racing, that's a big part of the culture up there.
It is. It is. You know, and we also, in the winter, we have the traditional snowmobiling and cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. The last couple years, another thing that has really taken off is the fat tire biking. And this year, we have a new business in town, Ely Bike and Kick Sled, and they are they're one of the only places up in this area that sell kick sleds, which is a whole new fad, and it is catching on like wildfire.
What is it?
Well, it is kind of like, if you look at a sled dog or a dog sled, it is a very, very short version. There's a bench in front that you can use to carry things, or you can have riders, and you basically get on the back and you just kick it. Sort of like if you think of the old scooters and things like that the kids would have, it's the same concept as a dog sled, shorter, and you just propel it by kicking it. And so it allows folks to go out into the wilderness. You know, you can do ski trails with it. You can take your ice fishing equipment and put it in the front and move out onto lakes with it. Over in Scandinavia, from what I understand, it's a popular mode of transportation, too.
Okay, so we've been talking about the wintertime culture.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about summertime culture. How does the town change?
Well, I would say that it's really rare to see somebody that isn't towing a boat or have a canoe on top of their vehicle. We definitely turn into kind of a canoeing mecca.
It seemed like there was a lot of outfitters downtown that would be able to rent canoes to people. Is that?
Oh, definitely. Definitely canoes, and they also have kayaks. They also have, you know, like the paddle boards and things like that. So literally you can come up here and we will have the watercraft you need to go out and have a fun experience. A lot of folks come up here canoeing, hiking, fishing. Biking is also another thing that is really starting to take off. And we also have the Prospector Loop, which is an ATV trail system that is just about finished. So we are seeing a lot more of the folks that do the ATVs.
Because you're right there at the Boundary Waters, is Ely particularly green or environmentally conscious?
Folks do seem to be. There's a real push for recycling. There's also just an awareness. There's several businesses that use solar. I think we really appreciate the land that we have up here and the resources. And so we value that. And we also realize that we have to be, you know, good stewards of that as well.
Ely is a vibrant community with a powerful sense of place that I think could be described as healthy, positive, active, outdoorsy, welcoming, and warm, despite the frigid temps when I was visiting. It's a town long established by its access to natural beauty and opportunities for recreation. And while I was visiting, I learned that there has been quite a pattern recently of reviving old buildings and community enhancement projects.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, it's opening up opportunities for some little markets and things like that. And we have like a farmer's market on Tuesdays, but there's also talk of some other types of markets at other times of the week. And one of the things that the Ely Chamber of Commerce has is the Ely Central Calendar, and that's on our website at www.ely.org. And so we will always have a listing of all of the different events. We have some of the major things like snowmobile events and Ely Winterfest, the Wolf Track Classic Sled Dog Race, those types of things. Mm-hmm. But then we'll also have the other types of things like the markets.
That is Eva Sebesta. She has her finger on the pulse of what is going on in Ely, Minnesota. As she said, there is a full listing of happenings in Ely at the Chamber of Commerce website, which is simply www.ely.org. You might find her at the Chamber, or you might find her on a sled being pulled by dogs. You never know in Ely. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Let's Visit on Northern Community Radio. And this month, we are visiting Ely. Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.